Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Creating the Championship Standard of Living. I am your host, Mr. Miles W. Miller. People, it is an honor to be here today with you. As you know, this is not our normal time. Normally, we do this show at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Saturday, but today I was on the road, and I was contemplating playing an old show, but I still wanted to talk to you live today. So here I am. We're at 11 p.m. tonight, but we'll be back at our normal time next week at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But I wanted to just, again, just talk to you for a moment, give you some good motivation before the day was over. Before we go any further, I want to thank each and every one of you for continually supporting Creating a Championship Standard of Living, the Four Quarter Comeback Movement, and yours truly, Miles W. Miller. I don't take you for granted. I don't take you lightly, and I want you to know I love you. I'm praying for your success, and I'm thankful for the opportunity to be the guy that encourages you to be all that you can be, to live your dreams, and to don't ever give up and don't ever quit on your dreams. I'm encouraged by the testimonies, and I'm encouraged by all the love that people have been pouring out on me for this show. And I want to thank you again from the bottom of my heart, with everything in my heart, for coming out each and every week and supporting the show. People, before we go any further into the show, I want to thank God for this opportunity again, and I want to release this show into his Holy Spirit so that we all get what we came for, and that is a move of his Spirit. So people, today is December 5th, 2009, and I want to also wish my friend John Spearman a happy and blessed 31st birthday. One of my best friends, like one of my brothers. I just want him to know I'm thinking about him on his birthday. I know he's out in Chicago, but just to let you know your big brother is definitely there with you in spirit, having a good time with you. So enjoy your day, enjoy your night, enjoy the rest of this year, because 31 is gonna be a great year for you. I'm going to play a motivational moment. Actually, I changed that. We're going to play an inspirational song, and then we'll be right back. Hello, and we're back. That was Chain Breaker by Dedrick Haddon. You know, that's one of my favorite songs. You'll hear it again. So I just wanted to share that inspirational song with you. I have today's divine intervention. You know, each week I give you a divine intervention or a quote from, excuse me, not a quote, but a scripture from the Bible that I think is really inspirational and really dynamic for what it is we're doing here. And I want to share with you today's divine intervention. Today's divine intervention comes from Joshua 10 verses 13, and it reads, "So does," and I'm reading from the New Living Translation, verse 13, "So the sun stood still and the moon stayed in place until the nation of Israel had defeated its enemies." Is this event not recorded in the book of Jasher? The sun stayed in the middle of the sky. It did not set as on a normal day. I'm going to read that again. "So the sun stood still and the moon stayed in place until the nation of Israel had defeated its enemies." So the sun stood still and the moon stayed in place until the nation of Israel had defeated its enemies. I want you to really catch the weight of what we're saying here. I want you to really listen to what I'm saying. I'm going to read it again for you. "So the sun stood still and the moon stayed in place until the nation of Israel had defeated its enemies." So the sun stood still and the moon stayed in place until the nation of Israel had defeated its enemies. Is this event not recorded in the book of Jasher? The sun stayed in the middle of the sky and did not set as on a normal day. Let me tell you something, people. The reason why I want you to hear that. What's getting ready to happen for many people who can hear my voice is that the sun is going to stay up a little bit longer until you win the battle. I know I'm speaking to somebody personally right now. The sun is not going to set until you win the battle. 2009 is not over yet. And 2009 is not going to end until you have already won the battle. There's some things you've been promised that you know you're supposed to have. I'm speaking to myself. I know I'm preaching to the choir, but listen to me very carefully. The sun is not going to set without you possessing what you're supposed to have. I'll say it again. The sun is not going to set until you have what you're supposed to have this year. This year. 2009 is not over yet. This is only December 5th, 2009. There's a few more days left. But you still have time. The battle is not over. The sun is still shining on 2009. And it's not going to stop shining until you win. See, what's getting ready to happen, people, is that this championship standard of living that I've been talking about so much, this fourth quarter comeback movement that we launched back in October, the things that are on the horizon for 2010, they are prevalent and will only be prevalent because of some of the things that have to manifest in 2009. There's going to be a lot of breakthroughs for a lot of people who hear my voice. You listen to me very carefully. There's going to be a lot of breakthroughs for a lot of people who hear my voice. Whether you're listening to this live, whether you're listening to this on the phone, whether you're hearing this as a podcast, listen to me very carefully. It's not over for you. The sun is still shining because you haven't defeated the enemy yet. And the sun is not going down until you defeat the enemy. I want you to really get a hold of that. There's some things that have been coming against you for the last year, the last few years, and the sun is staying up long enough for you to defeat the enemy, because you're going to need some sunlight. You're going to need light to defeat the enemy. The enemy fights in secret and in the dark. But when you bring light to the situation, when there's light, the enemy has to run. What we're doing tonight is we're bringing you light. We're bringing you hope. We're bringing you possibility. Now, what are you going to do with it? I want you to ask yourself this question honestly. The possibility that I can still have my dream life in 2009 and catapult me into 2010 still exists. But what am I going to do with that possibility? It's my prayer for you that if you can hear my voice and you can really receive what I'm saying, that you live an extraordinary lifestyle now. Remember that the sun is not going to set until you win the battle. The light is not going to turn to darkness. A normal day, there's a certain time for light and there's a certain time for darkness. But the days of your life aren't normal. And the success you're getting ready to achieve is not normal. It's not common. So don't look at what other people have done in these situations. Right now you have to trust your spirit. You have to trust what we were hearing today. The sun stood still and the moon stayed in place until the nation of Israel had defeated its enemies. The sun stood still and the moon stayed in place until Miles had defeated his enemies. The sun stood still and the moon stayed in place until you defeated your enemies. Put your name in there. This battle's not over. Les Brown said it so eloquently. It's not over until you win. I want you to say that. It's not over until I win. It's not over until I win. I'm not giving up on 2009, hoping, wishing, and praying for 2010. No. I'm going to stay on fire in 2009 so that I can win in 2010. Stay alive in 2009 so you can win in 2010. How about that? Let your hope stay alive. Let your dreams stay alive. Let everything stay alive. Let your hope and your possibility stay alive. So on that note, people, I want you to really grasp everything we're talking about today. This show is not going to be a really drawn-out show, but it's coming from my heart. It's coming from my spirit. So enjoy it, and I'm going to take you to a motivational moment, and then I'll be right back. Like I said, today is a day of new beginnings, and I want you to understand that the things that have happened to you from this point forward, up to this point, are for a reason. And to kind of bring it home, what I'm telling you today, I'm going to give you a quick crash course in a physics lesson. I'm going to teach you about vector physics today. Vector physics basically is like this. Vectors describe motion and momentum, and they also describe the magnitude and the direction of an object in space. Okay, for instance, an airplane would be charted by way of vectors because it has magnitude and it has direction. Well, these things are always measured over time. Now, whenever time is measured from 0 to infinity in the going towards the right, which is the positive direction, which means it's always increasing. Time is always increasing. Whenever you see a graph, time is always increasing as far as, you know, vectors are concerned with like the motion of an airplane, for instance. The direction of the vector is charted according to where the position of the plane is at a certain time. So if the plane is just taking off, the vector is going in a positive direction, both in magnitude and in time. Well, when the plane is landing, it's a negative vector because the plane is coming down, but it's still, you know, the time is still increasing. So how does this apply to your life? We're going to talk about the absolute value of your life today. And we're going to compare your life to a vector. Your life has magnitude, which means it has speed, and it has direction. And a lot of things may have happened up to this point that may not have been the way you want them to be. But we're going to chart this vector anyway. The absolute value of any vector, whether it's a negative vector or a positive vector, the absolute value of that vector is always a positive result. It's defined in mathematical terms. You'll see an equation, and there's two bars around it. There's a bar in the beginning of it and a bar in the end of it. What that denotes is that you're going to take the absolute value of this particular equation, this particular function. And what that tells you is that basically this is how far away from zero this function is. Well, now you've been living, you've been born, you're in the earth, you're no longer at zero. So as I told you earlier, you know, time is increasing now. Time is always increasing. The truth of the matter is, people, that when you take the absolute value of your life, the result is positive. I'm going to say that again. When you take the absolute value of your life, the result is positive. So let's go back to Romans 8 and 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. And then even going back to Genesis 15 and 20, for as for you, you thought evil against me, but God made it for my good. I got a shocking revelation for you, people. If you love God and are called according to his purpose, then the vector that describes your life, the magnitude of your life, states that all things that have happened to you, that are happening to you, and that will happen to you, are working together for your good. People, everything that you experience in life has worked together for your good. That's why I tell people, don't get bent out of shape over things you're going through. Don't let what you're going through stop you from where you're going to. Hello, and we're back. That was a motivational moment, and I am honored today right now to I want to acknowledge a couple of my guests who I know are online. Ms. Tiffany Patton, my marketing consultant. She's a definitely dynamic young lady who's been working with me behind the scenes to improve the quality of the show that we're presenting to you. And also a longtime friend, brother, Mr. Jason Taylor. I know he's when he hears this, I want him to just know I'm definitely praying for you. I know some great things on the horizon for you. I want to read to you a presidential wisdom. You know, each week I give you a presidential wisdom or a quote from our 44th president, President Barack Obama. And this week's presidential wisdom is, in the unlikely story that is America, there has never been anything false about hope. I'll repeat that. In the unlikely story that is America, there has never been anything false about hope. I'll read that for you again. In the unlikely story that is America, there has never been anything false about hope. People, just taken from the wisdom from the president there, there's nothing false about hope. If thou can believe in all things are possible, your dreams are so important that you have to be able to, you have to hope in something. It actually fires you up to keep moving. It fires you up to keep going after what it is you know you're supposed to have. I was talking to someone last night. I told them that if you know you've been, if somebody promised you $10,000, if they promised you $10,000 cash money, and they were busy and got caught up and forgot to give you the money, if they walk out of that building without that, without giving you that money, that's your fault. But our hope is that anything that's ours is ours, which means you have a right to anything that's been promised to you. You have a right to anything that somebody said, I'm going to do for you. How much more so can you pull on that very spirit that gave you the promise? God is right there with each and every one of us, stirring each and every one of our gifts up by way of his Holy Spirit. Your dreams are going to require hope. Your purpose is going to require hope. Your being is going to require hope. Yep, I know some people right now are looking at some really tough situations. I know right now somebody, you know, they don't know how they're going to pay the bills. They don't know where the next check is coming from. They don't know, you know, they don't know if they can trust their spouse. Some people are sick on a hospital bed right now. But I tell you, don't give up on hope. Don't give up on belief. Don't give up, because something dynamic happens when you believe. You open the door to possibility. Hope is a great tool in the war chest of the dreamer and the visionary. You have to maintain hope. Guess what? We have an African-American president. Our 44th president of the United States of America is an African-American man. A very highly unlikely feat. Because he had the audacity to hope. He had the audacity to dream. He had the audacity to do some dynamic stuff. What are you going to have audacity to hope for? What are you going to have audacity to believe for? What do you have the audacity to desire? It's just in my spirit to tell you now. It's just in my spirit to tell you now that you have to keep hope alive. I know it's a cliche. I know it, you heard it many times before, but you got to keep your faith and your hope alive, because those dreams that you have are not just for you, but they're for each and every one of us. Your dreams help propel the dreams of other people. I'm here today to fire up your hope. I'm here today to tell you it's okay to believe. I'm here today to tell you that without a shadow of a doubt, don't ever give up. Don't ever quit on your dreams. Don't. If you can do anything else in this world, if anything else gets taken away from you, if everything else is denied to you, don't lose your hope. Because your hope can change things. What you believe opens the door to so many great things for you. Belief is the beginning of manifestation. belief is not can't be powerful unless you're hoping for something. So continue to ignite your hope. Continue to believe that your dreams are possible. Continue to believe that your dreams are necessary. Again, like I was saying earlier, the sun is still shining. The sun is still shining, and the sun is not going down until you win, because you've been promised, you've been called from since you were in your mother's womb to be a champion. And like, as I quote the great Les Brown, who quoted the great Muhammad Ali, on the canvas is no place for a champion to be. So I'm telling you, whoever can hear my voice right now, get up. Get up, get up, get up, get up. Don't lose your hope. Don't lose your faith that something great can happen for you. Don't lose that which makes you powerful. That is your hope. That is your belief. That is your mind to be great. And on that note, I wanna send you to an inspiration song, and then we'll be right back. Hello, and we're back. I just want to thank each and every one of you. That was, again, before we go any further, that was Get Up by Mary Mary. Great song, great inspirational song. Love it. Love it a lot. I really am hoping that each and every one of you are getting something out of this show tonight. Like I said, this is not our normal time, and we will be back at our normal time next week at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But like I said, I didn't want to let a day go by I didn't want to play an old podcast for you because I could have, but I really wanted to give you something live today. And we had actually planned to have a guest host, but that didn't work out because our guest host had another prior engagement that well, not a prior engagement, but something popped up and he couldn't do it. So we decided to do this live later tonight. And I'm thankful because, you know, I don't take you for granted. I still, it means so much to me to be able to pour out and give you something good each and every week. And I definitely don't want to leave you a week where you don't, where I don't take care of that for you. So I knew once we couldn't do it live with the guest host, I knew I was going to do it live myself, but we just do it later in the day. Well, that, people, is my faithfulness to making sure that you're getting what you need. Because a lot of people, like I said, I'm getting a lot of good responses from you. A lot of you are telling me that it's this show has been really beneficial to you, and that people have people tell me that this, some life-changing things have been happening. So, again, also, I want you to continue to give me your input on the show. Let me know what it is we can do to make this show better, because I'm here to serve you. I want to know what can I do to make this show better so that you get what you're getting, what you really need, and that, you know, we're feeding you well. Because that's one thing about how I've been brought up. I've been brought up to, if you're going to host a gathering, you need to feed the people very well. So I want to make sure you're getting fed what you need. You can email me at miles@mileswmiller.com. That's MYLES@MYLESWMILLER. Or you can send me a comment on the my blog talk site. For those who don't know the site, it's blogtalkradio.com/MilesWMiller. On Twitter, twitter.com/MilesWMiller. Facebook, facebook.com/MilesWMiller. MySpace, myspace.com/MilesWMiller. If you want to find me on the internet, if you want to find me on Google, Miles W. Miller is the way to find me. So, moving forward, I want to, if anyone's out there tonight that's listening to the show, if you want to call in and just give a comment or a testimony or something that has happened for you as a result of listening to the show, feel free to just press 1, dial in the number. It is 646-929-0665, and press the number 1 to be in the caller's queue so I can see that you want to talk on air. I just wanted to let you know about something that happened to me this week. The reason why we didn't do the show live at 6 p.m. was because I was actually on the road coming back from Detroit, Michigan. I went to Detroit for a dynamic conference at my home church in Detroit, at Great Faith Ministries Detroit. And let me tell you, it was absolutely dynamic. I had the honor of going there with some very, very dynamic people as we went from Atlanta to go to our mother church. And let me just tell you, sometimes the people that you hang around, can they can either dampen you or they can lighten your, you know, lift your spirits. These people were so dynamic. I wanted to thank the people I went on that dynamic trip with this week for just, you know, being there and, you know, allowing me to share part of their lives and vice versa. So also I want to thank Pastor Ginaldo Lee for entrusting me to represent him at this conference, and also to Bishop Wayne T. Jackson, who opened up the doors of his home to invite me in. So I thank him, thank all those people involved. I don't take none of this stuff for granted. I don't take none of this stuff lightly. So I see I have a caller in queue. Caller 909, you're on the air now. Caller, are you there?
It's me, Dion Brown. How are you?
How are you doing, Dion? It's great to hear from you.
I'm great. I just wanted to call in and let you know that I think you're doing a great job, and I just totally feel your sincerity when you say that you don't take any of this for granted.
Yes.
I just know you have a heart for the people, and I appreciate that.
You're so welcome. And again, it's an honor to have you back on the show because, you know, you were just on the show last week.
Right.
And I that means a lot to me that you actually are still following the show, because that means that, you know, we're doing something right.
Oh, no, you're very encouraging, and if I can do anything to show you encouragement, That's what I'm all about. So that's why I called in. I just wanted to give you two thumbs up. You're doing a great job, and keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate you. Dion, could you tell the people where they can find you?
Oh, sure. I have a website, www.dionlbrown, that's DionneLBrown.com. If you go there, leave me a message. Let me know that you heard me on the radio show. I appreciate it.
Definitely will, and we appreciate you too.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You have a good evening, okay?
You too.
God bless.
God bless you. Again, people, we'll take callers all night until the end of the show. If you want to just, like I said, leave air some comments, please just call in 646-929-0665 and just press the number 1 so I can know that you want to speak on the air. Also, in moving forward with our lives and getting ready for a dynamic movement in our lives, there's some things that a lot of people are really facing right now. One thing that a lot of people are facing is debt. Some people are actually going into debt to prove how much they love somebody for Christmas this year. Somebody is right now living a lifestyle that they can't afford to try to impress people that don't even like them. So with that in mind, I like to do things, I like to read material that motivates me and encourages me to get outside the norm of thinking, because a lot of people think debt. They think how to stay in lack. I actually, I'm an avid reader. I read a lot of dynamic books, and one of the books that I like to read is a book called The Dynamic Laws of Prosperity by Catherine Ponder, and you can find this in any bookstore. It's a dynamic book, and you know, this book has absolutely changed my life. And there are a few things that I want to read to you from. I'm going to read you a couple excerpts from this book. I'm going to read to you from the chapter called the Vacuum Law of Prosperity. And I'm going to read to you the section that says, make room for your good. We all want better financial conditions, and we should have them. Here's the way to obtain them. Do not talk about financial lack, but begin thinking in terms of the rich, universal abundance that is everywhere. Then learn to let go, to give up, to make room for things that you have prayed for, worked for, and so strongly desire. As you give up and cast away old ideas and attitudes, old possessions, and put things in their place, new ideas of prosperity and progressive achievement, your conditions will steadily improve. You always want something better than you have now. It is the urge of progress. Just as children outgrow their clothes, you outgrow former ideals, broadening your horizons of life as you advance. There must be constant elimination of the old to keep pace with this growth. When you cling to the old, you hinder your advance or stop it altogether. Why not dare to form a vacuum now and invite that complete prosperity and success which you have so yearned to experience and which is divinely meant for you? And I want to read that last paragraph again to you. Why not dare to form a vacuum right now and invite that complete prosperity and success which you have so yearned to experience and which is divinely meant for you? I want you to, right now, just stop what you're doing. Just stop everything you're doing. Stop. Don't move another muscle. What is it that you really want? What do you really, truly want? I want you to meditate right now on your ideal life. I want you to stop everything you're doing. I want you to stop everything you're doing. I just want you to listen to me. Just hear my voice. No, don't do anything else, but just listen to my voice. And listen to what I'm telling you to do, because this is going to be some dynamic stuff for you. You have to really trust that if it's something good in this world that you desire, that God said he will withhold no good thing from you when you walk uprightly before him. I'm not telling you to put your faith and trust in things or stuff. I would never do that. But also understand that certain things in life you just need. You need to be able to flow without looking over your back and wondering, is a bill collector going to call me today? I mean, I can talk to you openly and honestly. That's something that I'm coming out of. There's still some things that I'm still settling. But let me tell you, it's nothing worse than waking up, having a bill collector, waking you up to call you in the morning to ask about some money, when the reality of the matter is you should already have had that bill paid, and you know it, and you want it paid. So it's not even a question like you're just trying to dodge people because you just like dodging people. It's a situation where you're dodging people because you just don't have it. Well, now we're going to come together, and we're going to pray for each other. We're going to confess blessings over each other. I want you may not met any of the other listeners on this show, but I want you to pray for each of the listeners of Creating a Championship Standard of Living and all of my associates' shows. I want each of you every day. In fact, do this. The next 5 days, at least once a day, I want you to pray for the guests that come on the show. I want you to pray for the people who are hearing this show. I want you to pray for myself. I want you to pray for a renewed mind and a prosperity mindset. And that also includes yourself. At least once a day for the next 5 days. Just do that. And what I want you to do is every time you pray that prayer, I want you to envision yourself being a blessing. I want you to envision yourself being able to give. I want you to envision yourself being able to donate to charities. I want you to envision yourself doing something very dynamic. Very dynamic. And as we move forward, I want you to grab a hold of a dynamic vision. Find somebody around you this week. Find a mentor this week. And here's the thing. Just because the person may not be around you doesn't mean they can't mentor you. It could be watching a dynamic teacher on TV. You could have a mentor right in your own midst. Just seek them out. Seek that person out. I want you to get a dynamic mentor, and I want you to do this. I want you to take them to lunch. I'm going to tell you the principles of success. One principle of success is you have to give up. That means if somebody is in your life and they have what it is you desire, take them to lunch. Pick their brain. Find out what makes them tick. Because in you giving up or sacrificing that time, that money, you're offering to the universe a vehicle by which it can pour out back to you. It's a principle of seed, time, and harvest. If you sow a seed, over time you'll reap a harvest. I want you guys to do that. I want you to really do that. And I know something dynamic is going to happen for you. So as we go forward now, I want to show you how to visualize your ideal life. Now, what I want you to do is, again, we're just calm, we're relaxed, and we're just imagining our ideal life. We're just envisioning our ideal lives right now. We're not looking at any bills. We're not looking at any debts. We're not looking at any lack. We're not looking at anything other than that which we truly desire. And what I want you to do is I want you to get your mind clear of anything that says you can't have what it is you so desire. I want you to look. I want you to look up. Look up to the hills from whence come your help. Because your help comes from the Lord. That vision that you were given is not to be entrusted in the hands of that, of anybody who didn't give it to you. It's your responsibility to bring that vision to pass. So you have to trust God to give you guidance, wisdom, and insight. And this is one of the ways you're getting it, is by visualizing that which you really want. And now, as you know, I tell you each week, I want you to envision your ideal life on an IMAX screen, which really is wide, it's vivid. I want you to see the colors. I want you to feel, I want you to see yourself thriving. I want you to see yourself being a blessing. I want you to see yourself being able to give to people in need. I want you to be able to see yourself giving. I want you to be able to see yourself giving your out of abundance, not out of your very last. I want you to see yourself thriving. I want you to see yourself on top and not beneath. I want you to see yourself. I want you to see yourself. I want you to see yourself thriving. And as you see yourself thriving, that means whatever thriving is to you, it could be a family, a brand new house, new car, things working out, being totally blessed, being totally free to do what it is you've been called to do. Now, after you see this picture, you fully grasp the vividness of your ideal life. I want you to embrace the feelings of your ideal life. I want you to embrace how it feels to thrive. I want you to embrace how it feels to see yourself in that picture. I want you to fully wrap yourself up in that feeling. Now that you've done that, now that you've envisioned yourself thriving and living a great life and experiencing a championship standard of living, and you're feeling the emotions that it feels to be successful and living and breathing and walking and doing what it is you want to do, I want you to do this. I want you to affirm it, and I want you to repeat after me. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. People, I want you to continue to think big. I want you to continue to dream big. And I want you to continue to pray for your fellow man. Pray for the people, for the audiences of these shows, of all my me and my associate friends. My motivational super friends, their shows, Mr. J.L. Godfrey, Mr. Noah Baum, Mr. Chris Gloss, Dr. Walter Sims, Ms. Karen L. Donald. I want you to pray for their audiences to experience a change in their mind and to experience a new level of prosperity in their thinking. And pray for each of these hosts that connect with me and each guest that connect with me, because we're going to make something dynamic happen in 2009 before 2010 gets here. But before we go any further, I want to play for you. I'm going to take you to a motivational moment, and then I'll be right back. It is utterly important. It is utterly important that you understand that you're going to have to apply some work. You're going to have to give some effort. See, that's how you win a championship, people. If I've played on many championship teams. If we hadn't conditioned and practiced and worked hard during the summer months, there wouldn't be a chance that we could even think about hoisting the trophy in the fall months.
when I was playing football. It was virtually impossible. Your preparation matters. It's the difference between someone who's great and who's not great is the preparation. You must prepare to win. You must prepare to be great. And once you're prepared, you have to execute. And if you can do those things together, guess what? You can earn your greatness. So, and keeping in line with our quote, our present wisdom, in reaffirming the greatness of our nation, we understand that greatness is never given. It must be earned. So go out today, people, and earn your greatness because you deserve it. And your whole legacy is counting on you.
Hello, and we're back. People, this is a dynamic time. This is absolutely dynamic time. You can have everything you really want. You can have that ideal life. It's going to take a mind change. If anything that has come against your dreams, I bind it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm going to pray for you. That's what I feel led to do. I'm going to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you for each and every one of the listeners who can hear my voice right now. Father, I thank you for blessing them in their minds, in their bodies, in their soul, in their spirit. Father, I thank you for blessing their dreams, their visions, their goals, their aspirations, their desires. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority over anything that would come to disrupt your purpose in their lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for blessing them indeed. Father, we thank you that your hands upon them for good, not evil, Father. We thank you, Father, for enlarging their territories and borders in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, we thank you that your hands stay upon them for good, not evil, so that the increase doesn't cause them any grief and doesn't cause anybody else any harm. Father, I thank you for giving them new insight, new wisdom, new visions, new desire to be great for you, to bring you glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, thank you for anointing your people now to prosper. Father, thank you for the spirit of prosperity being released upon your people now. Father, we bind any spirit that would promote poverty and that would promote lack. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bind the spirit of poverty and lack, and we command it to go in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, we thank you for peace that passes all understanding for your people. For anybody who hears my voice right now, Father, as I speak, Father, let your glory come forth. And Father, let your kingdom come in the lives of those who can hear my voice. Father, let this podcast, let this live show, let this moment stand as a new birth, as a new commitment, as a new moment with you. Father, let your people, let their minds be renewed, Father, and let them receive the mind of Christ, which is a mind of life, a mind of prosperity, a mind of peace, a mind of joy, a mind of happiness, a mind that creates greatness. Thank you, Father, for empowering the dreamer tonight. And from this day forward, let the dreamer stay empowered. Thank you, Father, for touching the hearts and souls of the people that these people will come in contact with. Father, let favor rest upon their lives. Father, for those people who fully accept and receive the words I'm saying out of my mouth now. Thank you, Father, for the breaking of a new day in the lives of your people. Father, for thank you that this is their time to prosper. This is their time to shine. This is their time to realize and experience a championship standard of living. Thank you for giving me insight and wisdom on what to say and what not to say. Thank you for empowering me to be a blessing to them. Thank you for empowering this show to be a blessing to them. Thank you for making this show attractive to them as I continue to submit to you, Lord. Father, thank you for blessing me to be a blessing to them. And thank you, Father, for blessing them to be a blessing to whoever they come in contact with. And thank you, Father, that everybody who comes in contact with this show or anybody who's listened to this show will have a dynamic impact on their lives. We release the spirit of prosperity now. We release the spirit of healing now. We release the spirit of forgiveness now. We release the spirit of joy now. We release the spirit of peace now. And anybody who can hear my voice now, I decree and declare that your struggle is over, that your time has come, and that now is your time to be who you've been called to be. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I want you all to know that, you know, you are very important to me. You are very important to me. And I want you, if you have anything, any comments, I want you to press 1 on your phone. If you call in, press 1, and you want to talk to me on the air, press 1 so I can see that, get the indicator that you want to talk. If not, make sure you definitely are not hitting 1. We have a few minutes left in the show. You can give me a call at 646-929-0665. Again, that phone number is 646-929-0665. And before we go, I want to say this. I thank each and every one of you for continually supporting this show. And what I want you to do is, if this show has been a blessing to you, I want you to leave a donation. You can go to my website at 4thqtrcomeback.blogspot.com. That's 4thqtrcomeback.blogspot.com and leave a donation. And we really appreciate what you're doing. We're actually doing some dynamic things here to empower people, and we're going to take this thing on the road. There's some big things coming for us together in 2010, but there's some big things that are promised to us still in 2009 that we're all going to get. And I really appreciate your support. I appreciate the people who have supported so far with the donations. It's been much appreciated. I continually do what I can to get better, to make things better for you. So I definitely appreciate your assistance in helping me push my vision forward. A vision that is definitely bigger than myself. It's a vision from God. So I don't take you for granted again. I'm just completely honored to be in this spot. And I sometimes lose the correct words to say because it's so overwhelming, the support you've given me. So continue to be blessed and continue to support and continue to tell your friends that this show exists. But before I go now, we have about 90 seconds left in the show, and I want to say this. Your dreams are way too important to let somebody tell you that you can't have them, to let somebody tell you that you can't achieve it. You have to know that without a shadow of a doubt, that what has been put inside of you, that what has been put inside of you wasn't just put there just because. That the purpose that you have on your life must manifest. It must come forward. I want you to continue to visualize your ideal life. I want you to continue to visualize your success. I want you to continue to visualize yourself thriving. And I want you to continue to say what it is you do want and stop saying the stuff you don't want, because the power of life and death is in the tongue, and those who love it will eat the fruit thereof. You are eating and enjoying the fruit of your mouth. Make sure the fruit that comes out is fresh. Make sure the fruit that comes out is not rotten. People, I love you. I'm praying for you. I know some great things on the horizon for each and every one of us. So with that said, I want to share with you my mantra and my motto. My motto and my mantra. Don't ever give up. Don't ever quit on your dreams. Don't ever give up. Don't ever quit on your dreams. God bless you. And I'll see you next week.